Introducing today's contestants, an attorney from Peekskill, New York, Heather Sullivan. A ghostwriter from Tustin, California, John Lance. And our returning champion, a math teacher from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jason Zaffranieri, whose 15-day cash winnings total $418,343. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you here. In 30 minutes from now, we will have completed the second week of our 36th season of Jeopardy programs. And Jason has been the champion on every one of those shows. Will Heather and John be able to stop him today? We'll start finding out right now. Good luck, players. Here we go. Categories, please. We start off with 2019 movies. Next, the tech world. Trial of the Century, you have to identify the century, will deal with two-word alliteration, followed by fabrics, and finally, chiefs of state. Jason, start.
Two-word, 1,000.
Alliterative phrase for a situation that seems okay, but is inclined to gradually lead to a bad outcome. John.
What is a slippery slope?
You are right.
Tech world, 800.
Before this Apple program was released in 2003, engineers jokingly referred to it as eyebrows. John.
What is Safari?
Yes.
Tech World 600.
The icon seen here represents this Adobe software. Heather.
What is Acrobat?
Yes.
Tech World for 1,000.
News of another 10 million or so hacked accounts might have you paraphrase Shakespeare and say, once more unto the data this. Heather.
What is Breach?
Correct.
2019 movies for 1,000.
In The Upside, a remake of a French film, Kevin Hart cares for a quadriplegic man played by this actor. Heather.
Who is Bryan Cranston?
You got him.
2019 movies for 800.
Ryan Reynolds gave voice to the little yellow guy in Pokemon. Detective him. Jason.
Who is Pikachu?
Pikachu, yeah.
Alliteration 800.
Powerful influence from your equals to act in a way acceptable to them. Jason.
What is peer pressure?
That's the alliteration.
Trial 1000.
Heresy trial of Joan of Arc. Heather.
What is the 15th century?
That's right. Happened in the 1400s.
Movies for 600.
Don't let the sun go down on 2019 without seeing this biopic in which Jamie Bell plays Bernie Taupin. Jason.
What is Rocket Man?
Rocket Man, yeah.
Trial 800.
Trial of Thomas More. Jason.
What is the 16th?
That's it.
Trial 600.
Answer. Daily Double. You're a shade off the lead.
I'll wager it all.
Okay. Here is the clue in Trial of the Century. Amistad Mutiny Trial.
What is the 19th?
You are right. Happened here in America in the 1800s.
Chiefs of State 1000.
This position is not only for Commonwealth nations. Alfonso Buchaut reps King Willem Alexander in Aruba. Heather?
What is Regent?
No. Jason?
What is Prime Minister?
No. And John's not going to ring in to try to come up with governor?
Or general.
General. Jason, back to you. You're still in the lead.
Chiefs, 800.
In 2019, Andry Rajoelina was the first elected president in the history of this Indian Ocean island to succeed another elected president. And that would be Madagascar, Indian Ocean. Jason.
Chiefs, 600.
This Mideast country is run by a supreme leader appointed for life by an Islamic group called the Assembly of Experts. Been in the news a lot. Iran.
Iran.
Back to you.
Let's go somewhere else. Alliteration 600.
It's something that personally annoys you, not Fluffy or Fido. Jason?
What is a pet peeve?
That's it. And that takes you to 5,600. Takes us to break number one. We'll pause. We'll be back. Heather. Heather Sullivan is an attorney from Peekskill, New York, who did something that I have no desire to do unless it's on the back of a donkey. You did a hike at the Grand Canyon. What kind of hike?
My husband and I did a rim-to-rim hike. We started at the North Rim, stayed two nights at Phantom Ranch in the base of the Grand Canyon, and then hiked up to the South Rim.
How long did it take overall?
Overall, it's just under 30 miles, so I think the hike up took about 8 miles. The hike down,
a lot
probably
fast.
About the same. It's longer.
Really?
Yeah, it's.
It wouldn't be long for me because I'd just roll down. John Lance, Ghost Rider from Southern California, Tustin. You and your fiancée, I understand, had quite an experience in Japan.
That's right, Alex. We visited Nara Park, which is a place where there are deer, and the deer have learned that if they bow to tourists, the tourists will feed them. They sell these little crackers you can feed the deer. And if they bow and you don't give them crackers, they still expect them, and they will follow you and peek their little noses into your coats and do everything they can to get their hands on those delicious treats.
Great photo opportunities.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, Jason, you have a unique experience with regard to Jeopardy because you were the champion when we wrapped up our last season. You had the whole summer to relax and prepare for this year. Were you nervous or did you feel confident coming back as the champion after a big layoff?
So I felt like I was getting more prepared. I spent a lot of time studying, but the catch is any sort of buzzer zen I had was long gone by the time we got back.
Well, pick it up now, and let's see if you get to use it on the next clue, which you select.
Alliteration 400.
This fish can pack quite a punch, stunning its prey with up to 600 volts. John.
What is it, electric eel?
Yes.
Alliteration 2.
To have this guffaw is to gain satisfaction and final vindication. Jason.
What is the last laugh?
Right.
Chiefs of State 400.
Like the United States, Italy chooses its president by this two-word body, but Italy's is mostly members of parliament. Jason.
What is the Electoral College?
That's it.
Trial 400.
Salem witch trials. Jason.
What is the 17th?
Yes.
Movies 400.
Tyler Perry said this woman's family funeral would be the last time he plays the iconic character. John.
Who is Medea?
Yes.
Movies 2.
Arcade Fire performs the song Baby Mine during the end credits of this Tim Burton film based on a Disney cartoon. Heather?
What is Dumbo?
Right.
Fabrics 1000.
In Sunset Boulevard, William Holden is told, as long as the lady is paying for it, why not a coat of this llama and alpaca relative? Jason?
What is Vicuna?
Yes.
Fabrics 800?
The Harris variety of this fabric is derived from yarns hand-woven on islands off the coast of Scotland. Heather.
What is tweed?
Good.
Fabric 600.
Linen, one of the oldest fabrics made by humans, comes from the fiber of this plant with a four-letter name. Jason.
What is flax?
That's it.
Tech World 400.
In 2018, Microsoft unveiled its All Access program that allowed gamers to get this console on a rent-to-own basis. John.
What is Xbox?
Yes.
Tech World 200.
In 1991, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland became the first work of fiction turned into this format. John.
What is a video game?
Nope. Heather or Jason? Turned into an e-book. Back to you, John.
Trial 200.
Sacco and Vanzetti trial. Jason.
What is the 20th century?
Correct.
Fabrics 400.
Duck cloth and sailcloth are types of this strong, plain weave fabric, usually made of cotton. We're going to stump you with canvas? Go, Jason.
Chiefs 200.
Title of Japan's head of state. Naruhito is the 126th. John.
What is emperor?
Good. Now the last clue in fabrics. Chief, a French word for an old rag, gave us this word for an elegant, often sheer fabric. John.
What is chiffon?
You are right, and that takes you to 3,200. You're still in third place, however. But the good news is you go first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy.
Attention, DirecTV and UVerse subscribers. You could soon lose your favorite WBFF Fox 45 shows. While negotiations continue, call AT&T at 833-NO-TO-ATT and tweet them at ATTHelp. Tell them to keep Fox 45 on their channel listings.
Believe it or not, these three players are fairly evenly matched right now. John at 3,200, though, is the one making the first selection from these categories in Double Jeopardy. The Book Nook. That used to happen? Musical monuments, not moments. Women scientists. In the next category, on or off, each correct response will begin either with on or off. And then we have not chief of state, but state of chiefs. You have to name the current state where each Native American was born. John, start.
On or off, 1,200.
The name of this semi-precious variety of agate used in jewelry derives from the Greek for fingernail. Heather.
What is onyx?
You got it.
On or off 2000.
In philosophy, it's the study of the nature of existence itself. Jason.
What is ontology?
Right.
Book Nook 2000.
Answer, the Daily Double.
4,000, please.
Four it is. Here is the clue. The first book in a series, it opens in Inverness in 1945 and begins, "It wasn't a very likely place for disappearances."
Oh, gosh. What is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
No. Inverness should have helped you a great deal. What is Outlander? Outlander. All right, you're at 6,400. Pick again.
Book, 1,600.
The title of this debut novel by Gillian Flynn is an allusion to cutting, part of Camille Preaker's traumatic past in the book. Jason.
What is Gone Girl?
No.
Gosh.
Heather.
What is Sharp Objects?
You got it.
Book Nook 1,200.
He taught us the power of myth. And his name is Joseph Campbell. Heather?
That used to happen 2000.
This antiseptic that stained you red was used for all sorts of cuts, but the HG in it wasn't good for you. HG is the chemical symbol for mercury, so we're talking about mercurochrome. Back to you, Heather.
That used to happen 1600.
At the 1900 Olympics, more than 300 of these birds were killed in a single sporting event. What are pigeons? Heather?
Let's go for Women Scientists 2000.
1740s physicist Émilie du Châtelet made what's still the standard French translation from Latin of this Newton work. Jason?
What is Principia Mathematica?
You are right.
Women Scientists 1600?
Wendy Friedman et al. Nailed down the value of this man's constant, which, with distance, helps find the velocity of galaxies. John?
Who is Planck?
No. Jason?
Who is Hubble?
Edwin Hubble is the right one.
Scientist 1200.
The first woman admitted to MIT, Ellen Richards, advocated this domestic science and founded a journal of it. Heather?
What is home economics?
Yes.
On or off 1600?
Next time you fly, consider buying carbon these to compensate for adding pollution to the atmosphere. Jason.
What are offsets?
That's it.
A musical, 2000.
Hundreds of organ pipes float in the air to celebrate this composer in a Helsinki monument. Jason.
Who is Sibelius?
You are right.
Music, 1600.
Statues of Bon Scott of this band are found in Scotland and Australia. Jason.
What is AC/DC?
Yeah, you're up on your bands, your group.
Music, 1200.
Montreux champions this late singer in his adopted country of Switzerland. John?
Who is Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
That used to happen, 12?
Once common in schools but now frowned upon, it was not dispensed by an army NCO, despite the name. Jason.
What is corporal punishment?
Yes.
On or off, 800.
Adjective for an immediate unscripted response, or what a righty basketball player uses when shooting lefty. Jason.
What is offhand?
Yeah.
Scientist 800.
Deanne Fossey's work with these animals in Rwanda led to their further protection from poaching. Heather?
What are gorillas?
Yes.
That used to happen 800.
If you wanted someone's phone number or address back in the day, you could dial these three numbers for free and get help. Jason.
What is 411?
Yes, those are the numbers.
Music, 800.
Of course, the statue of this pigtailed country legend in Austin, Texas, includes his guitar, Trigger. Jason.
Who is Nelson?
Willie Nelson.
Chiefs, 2000.
Black Hawk. John.
What is Illinois?
You got the right state.
Booknook, 800.
The fastest kid in the fifth grade is chapter 3 of Bridge to This Enchanted Land. Jason?
What is Terabithia?
Yes.
Chiefs, 1600.
Wampanoag Chief Metacom, also known as King Philip. Born in what is now Massachusetts. Jason?
Chiefs, 1200.
Answer there.
The Daily Double.
$5.
Oh, feel really confident.
You betcha.
Native American chiefs. All right, here is the clue. Tecumseh. Same as William Tecumseh Sherman.
What is Ohio?
You picked the right state. And you earned $5.
Oh, Chiefs, 800.
Powhatan. Heather.
What is Virginia?
Good.
On or off 400.
To perform important duties at a ceremony, especially a religious one. John?
What is officiate?
Yep.
Less scientist 4.
For things like discovering polonium and radium, she and her husband Pierre won the Nobel Prize for Physics. Jason?
Who is Marie Curie?
Yes.
Chiefs, 400.
Seattle. John?
What is Washington?
Yep.
Monuments 4.
The outlines of the Fab Four rock out in Beatlesplatz in this German city where the band played many an early gig. Jason.
What is Hamburg?
That's the place.
Book 400.
Pebble in the Sky was his first novel, the foundation of a long and prolific career writing science fiction. John.
Who's Asimov?
You are right. And with that, you move up to 6,000. All right, Final Jeopardy coming up, players. U.S. currency is what you're going to get to deal with. In a clue that we will reveal in just a moment or two.
A sick dog stolen during a robbery. The plea and race to find him as he fights to survive without his medication. Then a neighborhood fighting to secure their street. The simple fix to help keep families safe.
U.S. currency. Here is the clue, players. In 1929, Alexander Hamilton became the new face of the $10 bill, replacing this foe of his legacy, who got moved to another denomination. 30 seconds. Good luck. To be very careful on today's final. You had two choices. Let's hope you picked the right one. John Lance, we come to you first. You had $6,000. You said, who is Thomas Jefferson? You picked the wrong one. Sorry. It's going to cost you $401. Oh, interesting. You're at $55.99. Let's go to Heather. She had $9,200. Did she pick the right one? No. How much did she lose? $28.50. That drops her down to $63.50. She's in second place still as we come to Jason. He had $18,805. He also went with Thomas Jefferson instead of Andrew Jackson, who got rid of the U.S. Bank, remember, that Alexander had created. So it's going to cost our champion how much? A whopping $52. He winds up with $18,753, and now a 16-day total of $437,096. We'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Promotional consideration provided by...
Welcome to Hidden City. Your objective is to solve the mystery haunting the City of Shadows. Explore over 50 stunning locations, solve hundreds of hidden object puzzles, and complete dozens of mind-challenging mini-games. Download Hidden City from the App Store today and play free.
Constipated? Set yourself free in minutes with Fleet. Little Fleet, big relief. Feel that Fleet feeling.